brought to you by the Mutual Audio Network. With a name like Mutual, it has to be good.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
In December of 2012, the entire Battery Gang, except for John Bell, was swept off to Mars to possibly never return. On March 15th, 2016, this episode was released.
It's a quiet evening outside the Battery. Crickets chirp lazily in the distance. A light rain falls. Happy people pass by on their way to the evening's entertainment. Cars and trucks drift by. Next door, people enjoy an evening's meal at an outdoor restaurant. A slight wind picks up dust and loose trash and blows it about. The occasional plane flies over. Construction workers finish their day across the street on the new building. At the gazebo in the park, the band practices for its weekend performance. Yes, it's quiet at the Battery. It's quiet at the Battery. It's
quiet!
At the Battery. Inside the Battery building, John Bell is busy at work when suddenly...
Well, the doorbell works. I actually fixed it. Boy, that's cool. I guess I better install this, because right now at the door I just have a couple of loose wires. If somebody tried to push it, it would... Oh, dear. Coming, and don't push the doorbell. Yes, can I help you?
Did you know there's something wrong with your doorbell?
You're not a doorbell salesman, are you?
What?
Which would be a door-to-door doorbell salesman, I suppose, and you'd be ringing doorbell after doorbell being a door-to-door doorbell salesman.
Nine
doorbells?
Nine! I am not a door-to-door doorbell salesman!
Oh, okay. Would you like to buy
I need to talk to John Bell!
John Bell.
Yeah, John Bell.
That's not a brand of doorbell, is it?
Nine
doorbells?
I must see John Bell. J-O-H-N.
Oh, John Bell.
Yeah, John Bell.
Why are you talking like that?
I am chairman.
Chairman of the board?
I am from Germany.
Oh, you're German. How do you do,
Dr. Sherman.
The doctor's German.
Nein, I am Sherman.
Yes, you said so, from Germany.
My name is Sherman.
I would think so, you being from Germany.
Dr. Lieber.
Oh, how do you do, Dr. Lieber?
Stop it. My name is Sherman. S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Sherman. Do you have that?
Sherman.
That is correct.
Sherman the German.
You understand.
I have that now. I completely understand.
Good.
Come on in, Dr. Peabody.
Sherman!
German! Sherman!
No!
What can I do for you, Dr. Sherman?
The question is, what can I do for you?
Okay, then. What can you do for me, Dr. Sherman?
I heard that your entire staff is stranded on Mars.
How did you know that?
It's been on your podcast. Someone listens to my podcast? You listen to my podcast?
Nine.
You've heard nine podcasts? That's more than people usually...
Nine that I have not listened to your podcast.
Oh.
I know someone who is related to someone who has a pin pal who may have heard an episode or two.
Wow, that explains the doubling of my ratings.
I may have just what you need.
Well, thanks anyway, but I've already fixed the doorbell. See?
I'm not talking about the stupid doorbell. I'm talking about rescuing your friends from Mars.
Well, how could I do that? There's no way for me to get to Mars and back to rescue them.
What if you had a shuttle?
A shovel.
A shot tool.
A shot tool.
Ach, der Himmel, ich hab's mit der Gornisch-Galak-Rundisch-Wunder-Angest.
Oh, a space shuttle.
Yeah, a space shuttle. I can get you a space shuttle.
Ah, but all the space shuttles have been retired. They're all on exhibit at various museums.
Nine.
I think there were six.
There was one secret shuttle that they did not want you to know about. The blue shuttle.
Did you say the blue shuttle? Why was it the blue shuttle? Couldn't they cheer it up?
It was the blue shuttle because they didn't want anybody to see it, so they painted it blue. And when it was landing, people could not see it against the blue sky.
And you have this shuttle?
Jawohl.
How did you get hold of it?
G-Bay.
G-Bay?
G-Bay, secret government auction site.
So you bought this blue shuttle and now you have it?
Jawohl.
Where is it?
It's in my backyard.
Your back...
I told everybody it was a bounce house for the kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Very large bounce house.
I see.
If I only had kiddos.
Right.
I will let you use this shuttle to go rescue your friends from Mars.
And what's in it for you?
Well, there are the curtains. I like those a lot. I pick those out.
No.
The bathroom fixtures.
No. Not what's in the shuttle for you. What's in this whole plan for you? What do you get out of it?
Oh, there is something on Mars I want to pick up. If you help me pick that up, I will help you rescue your friends.
That little R-roll thing kind of comes and goes, doesn't it?
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal, Dr. Peabody.
Sherman!
German!
Achterlieber!
Bieber!
Never mind!
And so it came to pass that John Bell joined Dr. German.
Sherman!
In his backyard and saw the infamous, unknown, secret, blue shuttle.
Looks like a flying Smurf.
Yeah, it's beautiful, Nine.
Were there only nine? Let's see. Papa Smurf, Brainy Smurf, Smurfette. She was very popular.
Come over here and look at some of the improvements I have made on the shuttle.
Alrighty.
The first thing you will notice is that there is no external fuel tank.
The first thing I notice is that the tires on this thing are buried deep in the mud in your yard.
Don't worry about that. I have adapted the shuttle for VTOL.
How's that?
VTOL.
Are you spelling words I shouldn't know till I grow up?
I'm not doing that.
Then what the vottle are you talking about?
Vertical takeoff und landing.
Shouldn't that be VTUL?
Are you making fun of the way I talk?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying that the shuttle can now take off straight up.
Wow, that's amazing.
The way it takes off?
No, that thing you do with your R's there.
Achterlieber.
You give lessons?
Nine.
How much do you charge for nine lessons? But...
Quiet.
I was just trying to...
Don't say another word.
Okay. It takes off straight up.
Right. And it can land the same way.
It lands straight up?
9999, it comes straight down.
Yeah, gravity will do that.
In a controlled descent.
In a what?
Controlled descent.
Oh, like that spray bottle that you keep in the bathroom.
What?
To control descent. This may be a big mistake. I get that a lot.
I'm just saying that when we're ready to take off, it goes straight up in the air, then boom, it can go forward. Then when you're ready to land, it's going forward and slows down and comes straight down slowly and safely.
Ah, like a VTOL.
Yeah, like one of those. Come on inside the shuttle and I'll show you around.
All right, yeah, this is the fun part. I'd love to see the inside. Oh, look at this. This is so cool.
Yeah, this is... All the buttons and blinking lights and switches and dials and little readouts and things like this is... Wow, this is where you drive the shuttle.
Actually, this is where we cook the meals. This is the galley.
Ooh, that's even better.
We go this way through the cargo bay.
So what you got in the fridge?
Follow me, Mr. Bell.
All right.
We go through the cargo bay.
I bet there's a ton of tang in here somewhere, right?
Yeah. We have a lot of instant food to save weight.
Instant food?
Yeah. Lots of powders where you add water and it reconstitutes.
Broccoli makes me reconstitute.
Like here, we have instant apples. Just add water. And here, instant bread. Just add water.
And what's in this pouch?
That's instant water. Just add powder.
Yeah, kind of saw that coming.
Please, follow me to the bridge where you can meet our pilot.
Pilot? I thought you were going to fly this and keep the number of people involved to a minimum.
This is a mechanical pilot, an autopilot, if you will. But I wanted to give him sort of a human identity. So it's a, how you call it?
Oh, a robot.
Nine.
An android.
Nine.
What then?
A marionette.
Say that again?
Marionette!
Well, when I was younger, I certainly wanted to marionette.
Nine.
After
nine.
Seeing her in all those beach movies.
Nine.
Frankie Avalon.
Nine.
Were there that many? Let's see. Beach Blanket Bingo, Muscle Beach Party, Bikini Beach, How to Stuff.
I'm not talking about that kind of marionette.
Although it does bring to mind a very interesting question. How is Frankie Avalon like a cowardly trapeze artist?
Huh?
He never worked without Annette.
Oh, mein Gott.
Anyone under 40 is just scratching their heads right now.
I don't think anybody listening could be doing that right now.
Let me get this straight then.
Right.
The pilot is a marionette?
That is correct.
A puppet?
Jawohl.
The kind that's manipulated with strings?
The strings go up into the ceiling to give him lifelike movements.
All righty, then.
He used to be on television. You might recognize him.
Gosh, I can't wait.
In that case, let's get ready to take off.
Take off what?
Take off for Mars.
For what?
For Mars.
As in a Rolling Stone gathers no?
Look, just strap in and we will get on our way.
You mean like right now?
Come on, this podcast is already too long.
Good point. I'll strap in.
Good idea. Sherman to pilot. We're ready to take off, Mike. Begin launch sequence.
Launch sequence?
Don't start with me.
Charging port. 7,000.
It's a lot to charge.
9,000.
Hope it's not over his limit.
11,000. 13,000. 14,000. 15,000.
Interlock on.
Interlock on. Check.
Outer lock off.
Quiet.
Charging starboard.
Does he ever pay cash?
9,000. 11,000. 13,000. 15,000.
Interlock on. Ready to fire.
Okay. Fire one.
You're fired, buddy.
Fire two.
And you two, clean out your desk.
Ready to take off. Full boost.
Wow. That's a musical engine.
Here goes.
We're going up.
Yeah.
We're going straight up.
Like I told you.
I don't know if my stomach can take this.
Oh, then you're really not going to like what comes next.
Why? What comes next?
You're right. I don't want it.
And so the Blue Shuttle roared off into space on a trip to Mars. What could be more exciting? More thrilling than traveling through space. Let us join the crew now after a week of space-bound adventure.
You played a black six and a black seven. You can't do
it. I don't care.
I'm bored out of my head. There's nothing to do.
But we are in space. This is exciting. This is thrilling.
I heard the narrator, and he's wrong. This is boring. I am bored out of my gourd. You want to know how bored I am?
Well,
you want to know how bored I am?
All right.
Hit it.
Where did these musicians come from?
Oh, Lord, I am bored.
I am bored out of my gourd. This kind of bored can't be ignored.
On the board, I'm bored. I have scored. I'm so bored, I'll fall on my sword.
I'm so bored, I'm out of my gourd.
If you were this bored, you'd be floored.
Kill me now, I have implored. Bored.
So you're bored enough to write a song about being bored.
That's how bored I am.
Well, why didn't you say so? There's a way that you can sleep through this whole thing.
I'm already schlepping through this whole thing, and I don't
want... Schlep, sleep.
Schlep sheep?
Nine.
Schlep nine sheep.
I'm telling you, I can put you to sleep. I can put you in cryo sleep.
I already cry myself to sleep with all the boredom.
I can freeze you.
Freeze me.
Yeah, it'll be like being asleep. Time will go by like that.
And when we get to Mars?
I thaw you.
You thaw me?
Yeah.
What did you thaw me do?
Ah, boy, I thaw you out, but I haven't left. It's dangerous to leave. Look, just trust me. I put you in cryosleep onto some nice, peaceful trip to Mars.
For me?
For me.
Oh, okay. How do you freeze me?
I simply open up this cryo chamber like this. Won't you climb in and lay down? Yeah, yeah, like that.
There we go.
And I tell our pilot to start the cryo chamber.
Mike has to do that?
Yeah, all the systems go through his dashboard. So, let's close the chamber. Are you comfy in there?
Yeah, yeah, everything's, I wonder if I should go to the bathroom before...
Okay, Mike, start her up.
Charging port. 7,000.
Does he have to,
9,000.
Do this with everything, huh?
11,000.
Maybe if we just subscribe to Netflix.
13,000.
Could you get me out of here, please?
15,000. Interlock on. Ready to fire. Okay.
Fire?
Fire
what? Don't fire the... Ah!
Fire two.
The rocket... Ah! Let me out of here! I just thought of something. Maybe I should take off my clothes and I'd be more comfortable.
Ready to take off.
What?
Full boost, man.
Ah! This thing took off my clothes! I can't fall asleep like this!
Here it goes!
I don't, just let me out of here because I'll never... I can't face my...
You've been listening to Bells in the Battery, episode 141. Mars Rescue, Part 1. Yes. Bells. Back. Copyright 2016, John Bell Creative, LLC.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday... Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat Free, we introduced the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.